As many of you know, this is Palm Sunday. And so we're leading up to Easter. And boy, I've never preached on this subject, never preached out of this scripture, to be honest with you. And God began to burden my heart with this. And I want to mind the Lord, and I want to help you with the Lord helping me this morning. I can't do this without God. And so you pray for me. This is what God's laid on my heart for this time. If you found your place in the Gospel of St. John chapter 12, I would ask you to stand for the reading and the reverence of the Word of God. John chapter number 12 this morning, not going to be real long, but you just pray for us. Real simple thought that we want to try to preach to you this morning. John chapter number 12 and verse number 12. The Bible says, "On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, 'Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.' And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, the King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt.' These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bare record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, 'Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him.'" Boy, it'd do us some good for some folks to go after it. But it would do us better good this morning if we just realize who he is, what he's done, where he's came from, and praise God where we're going. But this morning I'm interested in something that doesn't mean a whole lot. Some of you may not look at this, but I heard Brother Joe Arthur preach a subject out of this, but I'm not going in that direction. But there's something here that caught my eye this morning that I want to share with you. If you look back this morning real quickly in verses 14, "And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, the king, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt.'" Now, I got the understanding this morning that that is a donkey. And I can't help but this morning to believe that there's a purpose in that donkey. And I can't help this morning but to preach on who's riding on your back. Who's riding on your back? Let's pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we look into the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 12, and verse number 12, I'm going to reference some things real quickly this morning for the sake of time, just for your reference. If we look back in Zechariah, chapter number 9, and verse number 9, the Bible says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon the colt, at the foal of an ass." Now, let me say to you this morning, if we was to go back to Matthew chapter number 21, verses 4 through verses number 9, we could look at the sending of the disciples to get this ass or this colt. And if we looked on further back into Mark chapter 11, verses 7 through verse number 10, we'll see that he sent two. And these men, when they came to get this donkey that was tied up, Brother Chuck, it was tied, Jesus told them that if anybody says anything to them, to tell them that the Lord has need of this donkey. And so we find that the disciples left, and sure enough, Brother James, they went and they found this donkey. It wasn't like any other donkey, because this donkey had never had a man to ride on it. It never had any training, and had never had any schooling, might we say, this morning, and it never had anybody to climb on its back, and it had a specific purpose for this donkey. So the disciples find this donkey and they come back and they lay their clothing and their raiment on it, and Jesus climbs up on the donkey and he begins to ride into town. And Brother Chuck, as the feast of the Passover is coming, here comes Jesus of Nazareth, the one that's performed all these miracles, the one that has raised the dead, the one that has gave sight to the blind, blind, the one that is called the deaf to hear, the one that gave the dumb to speak, and he's coming in riding on a donkey. And the people see him coming into Jerusalem, and they begin to scream, Hosanna. They begin to throw palm branches down. And boy, I want to say this to you this morning. I'm amazed at that little donkey. It doesn't say anywhere in the scripture that the donkey bugged him off. It doesn't say anywhere in the scripture that the donkey stumbled and fell. It didn't say anywhere in the scripture that the donkey got scared and run in the other direction. The Bible teaches us this morning that a donkey learned to speak in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, we find this donkey again and Jesus riding on his back. Brother Chuck, this donkey didn't speak. This donkey didn't do anything great. It just simply carried our Lord and Savior down the street of Jerusalem. It just carried him where it was supposed to go. I'm amazed this morning, Brother Gwynn, at what a donkey does. Back in the older days, in the older generations, Brother Gwynn, you're not part of that. You and Dad, you're not part of that generation. You're part of the younger, growner, and stronger generation. Back in days gone by, you'll find out that a donkey was a working animal. It was a powerful animal. And boy, a donkey was stubborn. A donkey would do its own thing. And sometimes people couldn't do anything with a donkey. What you'll find out is a donkey is a great protector. If a coyote was to come into the field with your livestock and the donkey is there, the donkey will actually chase that coyote and will actually kill it if he can get to it. A donkey is a working class animal. And might I say to you this morning, the strength that a donkey has, boy, it outnumbers many of us. And boy, the stubbornness that a donkey has. Y'all right? Boy, I feel like we're just dropping a plow right there just a little while. Any of y'all ever been stubborn? Huh? Any of y'all ever been set in your way? This is the way I'm going to do it. This is the way I've been. This is the way we've done it for 100 years. This is the way I think it ought to be done. And boy, you're not going to change their mind. You're not going to change their outlook. You're not going to change their direction. It's going to be my way or the highway. Boy, there's some preaching in on this donkey. Did y'all know this? Boy, there's some preaching about a donkey in just a few little verses. Brother Chuck, I don't know where that donkey went after Jesus got off of it. I don't know who the owner was before it. But what I find in Scripture, I know who the master was that was sitting on it. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm glad, listen to me this morning, that may not have been Jesus' donkey. Its owner may have been down the road. But when Jesus stepped onto the scene, he sent those two disciples over there to get that donkey. It didn't matter who owned it. It didn't matter who it was tied up for. When Jesus had a need for you, and you were tied up in your sins, and you were part of this world, I'm glad he sent a dear God, men of God, by my way, that preached the word of God, that seen me tied in my sins and bound up and serving the world. And thank God the Holy Spirit came to where I was. It loosed me and brought me to the Master. Amen. You say, preacher, what do you mean? There's some things about this donkey I think is prevalent this morning. I want you to notice that the Savior set the donkey free. You say, why is that? Brother Gwynn, they wasn't doing anything with that donkey. That donkey was tied up. That donkey didn't have any training. It was just doing whatever it wanted to do. It was doing however it wanted to do it. And Brother Dan, they had it tied up by the leaves over there that it could not go out on its own. But that donkey had no training. Boy, we're going somewhere real quick with this. How many of you ever been asked to teach a Sunday school? Oh, I can't teach. Boy, I've heard my dad share so many times about dealing with the call to preach. And he'd say, Lord, I don't know how to preach. God, I don't look like a preacher. God, I don't know what I ought to do. Some of you this morning, you ain't ever testified in the service. Some of you said, preacher, I wouldn't know how. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know how to act. Preacher, I can't sing. Preacher, I can't go on visitation. Preacher, I can't do this. I've not been trained. Honey, I'm glad this morning that Jesus can take the untrainable. And listen to me, God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. And I thank God this morning that I serve a Savior that can reach down, Brother James, and take a young boy that don't know how to preach and put a voice in his lungs and put some air in his body, that he can open the old King James Bible and begin to read, and God begin to speak through the Bible to him, and he can preach. But he didn't know how. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Brother Tim, I know you've got a horse, and Brother Gwen's got two horses, and I'm going to be honest with you. Listen to me real well. I want y'all to hear what I say. All 265 pounds of me rides real good in a Nissan Frontier. All 265 pounds of me rides real good on that Polaris 700. All 265 pounds of me rides real well on that Toro Zero Turn riding mower. All 265 pounds of me rides real well Miss Anna's Ford Explorer. All 265 pounds of me rides well on Daddy's big green tractor. All 265 pounds of me rides real good in that red Ford Fusion. But let me say this. All 265 pounds of me ain't getting on no horse. Oh, no, sir. I tell you what, I'll be like there was in Bible school. I'll let Brother Brian Nance and Miss Sandy Nance bring them horses up here. I'll climb up on the back of it. I'll let her lead me and Brother Brian lead me. But I ain't taking over. I ain't doing nothing. I will sit there and not touch it. I will pet on it. But I ain't riding it by myself. Just go ahead and mark her down. You say, why is that? I got a tractor. If I need to plow the garden, praise God, we'll plow with a tractor. I mean, if you like horses, and I know Miss Kinley loves riding a horse, but Miss Kinley, I support you 100%. I just don't want to get on Homer and go for a ride. I promise you, I'm good. But during this day and time in Jesus Christ, boy, they would get on the back of a camel. They'd get on a donkey. They'd get on a horse. That was their mode of transportation. And so this colt hadn't been trained. This donkey had not been taught how to ride. And matter of fact, this donkey had not been broke. Now, I've watched some of them fellas ride them bucking broncs. And I want to say this to you. There's something bad wrong with them people. Brother Bill, to see a man get on the back of a mad bull and you're going to hang on to him for 8 seconds... I just don't think that's fun. There's nothing about that seems like I would enjoy that. Having 2,000 pounds of angry T-bone steaks and ribeyes and hamburgers under me that are mad at me and wanting to kill me, I don't find anything about that fun. But some people can break a horse. Some people can break a donkey. Some people can take that horse that don't want anybody on its back, and they can break it to where it's the best horse like Miss Kinley's got, that it knows how to run around them barrels, that it knows how to cut, that it knows when to sprint. Brother Chuck, they can train those donkeys when to hook up to the plow. They can make a simple clicking sound with their mouth, and them donkeys will begin to pull in unison. I mean, they have been trained. They have been worked with. But this donkey, it ain't had nobody on it. Now we're going somewhere. Y'all bear with me. This donkey came to Christ. Christ, the disciples began to lay their clothes on it. It didn't have a saddle on it. It didn't have any reins. It didn't have anything that Jesus could control of. Y'all all right if I preach a while? I don't know if y'all hear that, but y'all going to get drowned if you go out there. I think it'd be better just staying here right now. But this donkey had not been trained. It didn't have any reins. It didn't have a bit in its mouth. And Jesus gets on the back of that donkey. and these people are throwing these branches down. These preachers are people are waving their clothes. These people are shouting. These people are making all kinds of sound. And that little donkey, he don't get focused on anything that's around him. That little donkey ain't worried about what the other people are doing. That donkey knew in his heart that the master was sitting on his back. And that donkey knew it had one purpose. And that was to take Jesus where he needed to go. Honey, that donkey didn't worry about them waving the branches. That donkey didn't worry about them throwing their clothes. That donkey didn't worry about what they were saying. That donkey was just worried about doing what the master wanted it to do. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I believe it'd do us some good this morning if we just let Jesus saddle up on us and say, Lord, I don't care where we go. Lord, I don't care what we're going to do. Lord, I don't care what's going on around me. But Lord, wherever you want to go, that's where I want to go. There's some important things about this. That donkey had every right to buck and fight back. I wonder how many of our Christians this morning are fighting against the will of God. I wonder how many of our people are fighting against what God wants you to do. I wonder how many sat through a service and God's told you to go to an altar and you said, I ain't a going. I wonder how many has sat through a service and they become bitter on God because of something out of their hands has happened. I wonder this morning how many people the devil has took the place of the Savior and has climbed up on your back and is leading you against the will of God, that he's speaking into your ear. He's climbed up on you and he's riding on you. What I find interesting about this is Jesus left a mark on the donkey. You say, preacher, what do you mean? It's the only animal that has a cross on its back. You say, preacher, what do you mean this morning? Preacher, I'm not following you anywhere on this. You might say, preacher, it's just part of evolution that donkey's got a cross right down its backbone and right across his shoulder blades. Preacher, that's just coincidence. It is. You'll not convince me, because Jesus climbed on the back of the donkey to go down an old rugged cross. Honey, I'm glad this morning when you accept Jesus as your personal Savior and you accept Him for who He is and you give your life to Him and you ask Him to save you, I'm thankful Jesus makes a mark on your life that no matter what He's covered up by, no matter who's riding on your back, they can't change whether you're a child of God or not. No matter what's going on in this world, they can't take your joy from the glory of God that Christ has left His mark on you.
Amen.
I'm interested this morning, most of all, to notice the entry of the donkey. Y'all never thought you'd hear this much preaching about donkey on a Sunday morning, would you? I'm interested this morning, Brother Odine, about this little donkey coming into town. I don't know about you, but Brother James, when I look into the Scripture in John chapter number 12, I notice this. The Bible says in verse 13, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet Him and cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. I want to say to you this morning, Brother Chuck, come here, Robert, I got to use you this morning. Come here. Yep, come here. Come here. I want you to get down on all fours right here for me. Seriously. Come on, you donkey. Come here, Brother Odine. Come here. Come here. All right, come here. And I want you to just sit with your feet hanging like that side right there. Come here, Brother Gwen. You're part of this too. Come here. Come here, Brother Rusty. Yeah. I told you, buddy, this was all for you this morning, didn't I? All right. Come here, Brother James. I want y'all to notice something. Robert's pretending to be the donkey this morning. Brother Odin's pretending to be Jesus. When they begin to cry out, Hosannas, blessed be the King of Israel. They wasn't nobody worried about that little donkey. They wasn't nobody looking at that little donkey. Hallelujah. They wasn't nobody looking for that little donkey. Brother Rusty, they was looking on what was on top. It didn't matter what this little donkey color was. It didn't matter what he looked like. It didn't matter what he was dressed in. It didn't matter where he had been or where he was going. They weren't focused with what was down here. They was focused with what was up here. And you say, preacher, what do you mean this morning? When the world looks at you, who are you carrying around that the world can see, that the world can bear? Could they stand back and say they serve the Most High Jesus? Glory to Jesus. Jesus' name, when they stand back and they see you walking through town, can they say, look at the glory of God. Look at the King of Israel. Look at the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You see, they wasn't worried about that little donkey. They're worried about what's up here. Gentlemen, you can go back and sit down. Brother Robert, thank you for being a good sport this morning. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I want to say this to you this morning. Rhonda Baptist Tabernacle ain't about Pastor Josh Blevins. Rhonda Baptist Tabernacle ain't about who the deacons are. Rhonda Baptist Tabernacle ain't about who's important and who's not important. If I could just be a little donkey, that the Savior would get on my back and I could ride through town and somebody said, look what God's done there. Look what God is doing over there. If I could just go ahead and saddle up this morning and not worry about me, I'd just know that I'll tote the Bible and know that I'll carry Jesus wherever I go and know that I'll just give room for Jesus to saddle up. Honey, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about the King of Kings. It's all about the Lord of Lords. It's not about who the preacher is. It's not about who the choir is. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to notice this. That donkey was carrying the most precious gift the world had ever seen. I want to say to you this morning, I'm about done. Robert, I love you. I told you out front, I was talking to you and God sent something right down your way you needed this morning. Most precious gift you've ever carried is what's in your hands. Most precious gift, what you carry, is the Spirit that God's put in your heart. Brother Odin, the most precious gift that you've been entrusted with is to tell others about a Savior that loves them. Dad, the most precious gift that you've been entitled to is to preach Jesus. I think somebody this morning, somewhere, needs to get the devil off their back. Put Jesus right back on. And say, I ain't going to worry about what they're doing. I ain't going to worry about what they're saying. I ain't going to worry about what's going on around me. I'm just going to keep my eyes down because I know what people's looking like is looking what's on me. It's not about me, but it's about who I'm carrying. I could be just a little lowly donkey that's carrying Jesus. Honey, I'm telling you, listen to me. Jesus was carried all the way to Calvary. Most precious things we can do is just get down and let go and let God. Say, preacher, what do you mean? I'm going to use what Brother Joe Arthur said and I'm done. If a donkey can do it, you can too. If a donkey can do it, you can too. Say, preacher, what does that mean? That donkey wasn't worried about what he was saying. Gospel of John records in John chapter 12. I'll read this to you because me and Brother James have talked about this many times. Jesus said, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Listen to me. I know the world's full of problems. There's a lot going on. Listen to me. But I want to tell you, I serve a good God. I serve a holy God. I serve a righteous God. I serve a perfect God. I serve a loving God. I serve a merciful God. Honey, I want to tell you this morning. It's not about me. It's not about you. But I believe this morning, if we'll just make much about Jesus, I believe if we'll just get ourselves out of the way, I believe if we'll just make much about Jesus. I believe we have. Brother Eric, I believe we have. Brother James, I believe we've made much. You say, why is that? Some of you sitting here for the first time this morning. Something brought you to Rhonda Tabernacle. You say, well, so-and-so invited me. Nope, something brought you here. Something brought your heart to this place. Some of you might say, preacher, well, I seen the sign and I wanted to see what it was all about. See if you did get run off. Not yet. Can't promise that in another year, but not right now. But Brother O'Dean, I believe if I just get out of the way, just worship Him. I believe if we'll just preach Jesus, listen to me. I believe if we'll just preach Jesus, He'll fill the house. I believe if we'll just let go and let God, I believe He'll take care of it all. But I can't get my eyes on what everybody else is doing. I can't worry about what's going on at Maple Springs. I can't worry about what's going on thanks to Calvary. I can't worry about what's going on at Northwood. I can't worry about what's going on at Marla Road. I can't worry about what's going on at Mount Calvary. I've got my burden to carry, and I believe if I'll just stay with my head and just keep my eyes on where He wants me to go and not worry about anybody else, I believe I'll just carry Him. His head's bowed and eyes closed. Miss Jody comes this morning and plays softly on a piano.